Hello and welcome to On the Surface number 249 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, I'm here for an hour show. Got a bit of a frog in your throat this week, the old lurgy's been annoying me this week, but well, see what we'll get through. Plenty of good stuff tonight. Wormrod, Traveller, Dodsford, Dead Heat, to name but a few. But to kick things off, here's Hypocrisy with Apocalyptic Hybrid. I see Hypocrisy have lifted their heads up from their slumber and are doing a lot of the festivals this year and next year, which is great to see. Great live band, seen them several times over the years, and always really good. And a good back catalogue. That comes from their Hypocrisy album, which I would kind of call their kind of, it's a more mainstream. Obviously, it doesn't sound that mainstream, but when you compare it to the rest of it, it's kind of like they're sort of a, here's one for the polite people. And straight after that was Rotting Christ with Pretty World Dies from their last album, Pro Acristo. And they've just announced a date in Belfast on the 20th of November. Very welcome to see them back as well. Great, great live band. A large back catalogue and quite a different back catalogue. But my advice is to start at the back end and work backwards. And you won't be disappointed. So continuing on after the sad passing of Thomas Lindberg, I had been listening to some of his back catalogue. And what I missed out the other week was Disfear. And this is a classic track by him. This is called Parload. We'll be right back. This fear track came from the Misanthropic Generation album, and straight after that was Wormrot with Seizures from their last album Hiss. They're also a long overdue welcome return to Belfast next month. November, it's a Monday night, it's the night before Saxon, so you're going to be busy that week. But another good band to get down and see, they're from coming all the way from Singapore. Total grindcore at its best. So let's take the foot off the gas a bit. I was digging into the archives. Now that we're into October, now I can start looking through my lists of things to listen to and albums I bought in previous October's years back. So this one's from Argus and a track from the Fields of Fire album and a track called You Are the Curse. And I see there back into life as well. Great, great news there. So anyway, You Are the Curse. We'll be right back. Another great straight-ahead heavy metal band there, Traveller, with a track called Dark Skull from their prequel to Madness album. I managed to miss this one altogether. I got their first album, but missed this one altogether. I just managed to come across it there the other week there, and it's really good stuff if you like that straight heavy metal. It always gets me in the mood. I was watching the Keep It True Uprising live stream last weekend, some really good stuff on it. So, onto a bit of black metal, a band called Armageddon. It's a really odd looking picture disc I've got, and I don't really like picture discs, but I dug it out anyway and had a listen, and this track really jumped out at me. Emperor from the Eternal Dark from Only True Believers from 2003. So after Swedish Maniac's Armageddon, that was Dodsford with Loyal to the Black Oath from the Diseased Remnants of a Dying World from 2018. Armageddon split up and they're back together again after a lot of years, and Dodsford just seem to keep going. They're like 12, 13 albums in. So quite a catalogue to get through there. So some new stuff across from Metal Blade, from the one of the guys that sends me across new pros and stuff. And this is the Haunted, old band everybody knows. Actually, this show was named after their track Under the Surface and the Neurosis track Under the Surface as well. So there you go. This is the new track from them called Collateral Damage from their latest album, Songs of Last Resort. We'll be right back. Not a new one there, a new band to me, Dead Heat, with a track called By My Will from The Process of Elimination, which is just out as well. Still some good bands coming out, you know, it's and that sort of thrashy kind of melodic death metal of The Haunted, I do quite like at times, and that Dead Heat, good old fashioned thrash, is sort of more sort of crossover maybe sound here, but it's fairly legitimate sounding, quite good, must check out more. I encourage you to do the same. So only a couple of old ones, Dokken now are done, dusted, so Don Dokken's about 3 million years old, I didn't realise how old he was. But this is a track from their Tooth and Nail album from 1984, and this is called When Heaven Comes Down.
Someone's to blame.
Golden oldie from the MTV Headbangers Ball era. That was Shotgun Messiah with Don't Care About Nothing. Nothing. Shotgun from the Shotgun Messiah album. I think that was late 80s, early 90s. It's a pretty good record. I've got it. You know, get a few beers in. It's good rock and stuff. It's fairly insipid. It's doesn't not too offensive. You can even play it when you have the neighbours around, that sort of thing. So only a couple of requests in from Christopher Osborne. I don't know what the way we describe these bands. It's just sort of like sort of heavy, a wee bit of doom in there, a bit of sort of post-rock or post-metal, you know, them sort of descriptions don't mean an awful lot. But anyway, this is a band called Loan and a track called May Your Ghost Drink Pure Water from their album Do Not Go to War with the Demons of Maz. Thank you. After Loan, that was Mesa with Void Meridian from the Spin album from this year. And it's that year's running out really quickly though, isn't it? And I hope this week you heard something new and maybe go out and buy it. You know, it's a couple of new things there to me this week. And them Loan and Mesa, I know of them. I've listened to a bit of them. And I'm definitely encouraged to go and do a bit more digging on them. So to finish things off, I know I haven't played Voivod in a while, and you know, I usually reach for Dimension Hate Ross or The Nothing Face, Killing Technology, you know, all the big name ones. And I thought I'd go for the one I'd seen a friend of mine, Slag Angel, right off, and I was absolutely horrified at the thought of it. So I thought I'd play this one. This is a track from the album itself from 1991, and it's called None of the Above. So until next time, look after yourselves.